Several years ago, I and a team of fellow archaeologists recorded an abandoned graveyard. It was one of the most difficult places I've worked in. It was blazing hot, and the cemetery was infested with rattlesnakes. You had to carefully pick your way through the vinca and tall grasses, as several of the graves had been looted, their open pits hidden below the vines. One of the looted graves was that of three children, Emma, Patty, and Moral Jane, who died in the 1860s, all under the age of 12. I'll be honest, I didn't have the courage to look into the hole to see if someone just looted the grave or actually stole the bodies. Today, as a parent who has lost a child, I'd look. There is also a family grave marker, a faded marble obelisk. I often think about the family's father, John, who over a period of 3 decades lost his wife, 2 young sons, and 2 young daughters. How devastated he must have been, and I wondered what kept him going after losses like that. I later found that he had 1 remaining daughter, who went on to marry a successful local rancher and had many children and grandchildren. Reason enough, I think, for John to carry on. Back in the corner of the cemetery was a broken tombstone. The name and the dates of the woman buried there are gone, only the epitaph remains. It reads, "She hath done what she could." This was a popular epitaph during the 19th century, and I thought at first that it was the final indignity, damning her with faint praise. I've since come to appreciate it. Certainly, not doing what you can is inexcusable, yet so many of us seem to muddle along, not committed to our lives. Our ancestors threw themselves at the future, fighting for life while mourning the loss of their loved ones. I believe cemeteries do more than commemorate the dead. They remind us of the responsibility of the living. Do what you can. With the Perspective, this is Mike Newland.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.